independent school. So I've been volunteering for that thing. And so I may ask around, see if anybody knows Claire Gray.
Gray, yeah.
Claire Gray, okay. I will. All right.
Well, thank you, Master Fesman.
Let me give you a great big war hawk.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. 272-9228. That does it for the first hour here of News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. James Cole, the whole family, hope you're still keeping them in their, you know, your thoughts and prayers and what they're going through now. But the business is still going. Work must continue. And if you're looking for great plumbing services, whether you have a big or small plumbing problem, but the small ones have a way of becoming big if you let them fester and don't take care of them, you need to save this number in your phone. 279-8919, 279-8919. That is the number for Cole Plumbing. They're number one in the number two business for a reason. Part of that reason, not only the fine people there, a great family-owned business serving the community since 1977, but also they have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and solve most of your plumbing issues with minimal discomfort to you and your home. It means they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard, tear out a bunch of drywall. No, again, with precision and expertise, they can get the job done. And even if you have no problem at all, you should ask them about their tankless water heater technology. Get one of those installed, especially for those of you who like to take long, hot showers, or maybe you've got a bunch of family members competing for who gets in the shower first to take that hot shower. Well, a tankless water heater can solve that problem for you. Remember, folks, 279-8919, 279-8919. And also, remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
There you go. Cole Plumbing, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Second hour of News and Views upcoming. We'll be chatting with Ray Bowles here in just a second, and then we'll officially kick off the second hour.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Pam Puso. Senator Bernie Sanders will be among the first to speak at next week's Democratic National Convention, the virtual event taking place over four nights.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Second Lady Jill Biden will appear Tuesday. The still unannounced vice presidential pick is slated for Wednesday.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the presumptive presidential nominee Joe Biden, will speak Thursday. A second death in Baltimore following yesterday's gas explosion that reduced three homes to rubble, seven people hospitalized. From China's backyard, criticism of the country's handling of the coronavirus.
Beijing appears to have resisted information sharing, muzzling doctors who spoke out, and hobbling the world's ability to respond.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar in Taiwan. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. It means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
Good, Joey. How you
doing? I'm great. I was cracking myself up as I shared with the audience to begin the show. You know, watching all these left-wing sources who have montages of what are supposedly bad moments for the president, and I think they're just hilarious. You know, stuff like this.
Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
he really is a smart person.
He is.
He's running rings around them. They don't have a clue. They really don't.
I'm in a good mood after watching a bunch of that stuff last night.
If we can get through this election and save our country, you think 2016 meltdown was bad?
Mm-hmm.
2020 is going to be just, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, how many more purple-haired, hat-wearing folks are going to be out there in the streets screaming to the sky like Job, I wonder?
They're going to need to mark down Prozac for a while. Like, yeah. Give it out for free or something. Here, y'all just take this and calm down.
There you go. But you'll be very happy, at least, well, for many reasons, but on the business side of things, I mean, more Donald Trump means more good business coming our way.
You know, I was talking to a guy the other day, and he said, well, you ain't going to like me because I'm a Democrat. I said, wait a minute. I like whoever you are. That's your preference, my preference this way, but I don't know business. He said, well, yeah, you need to be for Trump. I said, yeah, I need to be for Trump. Because if the other guy gets in, we can hang it up. They're going to tax us all the way until there's no business left.
Right, but either way, whether no matter your political persuasion, if you need flooring, if you need remodeling the bathroom, it's like, hey, we'll help you out. You're my friend.
Well, hey, we're all friends at the end of the day. There's nobody down here burning down buildings and screaming at one another.
There you go.
And just because we have two different political views means we can have a nice discussion about it, have bread, sell some floors, and keep on moving.
There you go. And commerce makes people friends. It really is a matter of trust. When somebody comes into your home and is providing their expertise, you hope it is expertise. When they're providing products, you hope they really are high-quality products. And I know Prattville Carpet provides those things.
But it all starts with that phone call, 285-8117. Say it every day. Call us. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. We'll send you sample phone, whatever we need to do to make sure you're getting the floor you want. And then within 2 weeks, you got a new floor down. Just that easy.
There you go. Again, that number, 285-8117, the number for Prattville Carpet. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Good talking with you. 272-9228. More News and Views. Second hour officially kicks off in mere moments.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is the second hour of News and Views, always brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, and Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Folks, we're coming into Moonlight Serenade by Glenn Miller.
I wanted to bring up something to our listeners. Back in World War II, there was a fellow named Donald Whiteley who served overseas, was stationed in Great Britain. He met a woman there named June. He took her to be his wedded wife. They got married and they ended up in Montgomery because he was in the Air Force. He was at Maxwell. And they raised seven children, all right here in Montgomery, over in the Ellesmead area off of Woodley Road. In later years, they moved and kids got grown, and everybody went their separate ways, doing their own thing and raising their own families. He was a World War vet, World War II vet, 95 years old. He passed away Sunday. I just wanted to bring that up because I know the family extremely well. They've been dear, dear friends for a long time. And he was quite a character. He was an avid big band, I would say a student of the big band. In fact, he probably had a master's degree in big band, if you could have such a thing. But if you ever went over to his house, hey, Jack, come in here. Have you heard this? And he would play some song like Moonlight Serenade or something from Benny Goodman or Harry James or Eddie or Tommy Dorsey. I mean, all the big band guys from the 40s.
Right.
Don Whiteley had their collection. He would bore the living hell out of you with it, but he loved it. He absolutely loved it and couldn't get enough of it. He didn't drive in later years, and he lived out east. And I know people that listen to this show have seen Don Whiteley. If you've ever been out near Taylor Road in the morning or in that late afternoon, because every morning Don walked from his house to a gas station, got a can of beer to go, put it in a little bag and drank it on the way home. And then in late afternoon, he would do the same thing. He would cross Taylor Road. And everybody was like, oh, dear God, they're going to run over Don. But they never ran over Don. He died of natural causes. He was not hit by a car, but he was a great guy. And we're losing so many people in that generation that, you know, like my dad, he was a World War II vet. He didn't actually have to go fight, lucky for him. But he died 9 years ago. I mean, and he was 91. Don was 95 years old, joined the service when he was a wee tot. Anyway, I just wanted to reach out to his family and say our condolences from Joey and me. And he was a great guy, and he lived a long and fruitful life. So anyway, just wanted to bring that up. We're losing more and more of them every day.
And there's a, you know, I was talking with my grandfather. He's more the Vietnam era. But yeah, there are great technology now that allows people to colorize, so to speak, old footage. They've done it with They Shall Not Be Forgotten. Peter Jackson, the guy who did Lord of the Rings, he colorized a lot of old World War One footage, which was very much needed because that was not only black and white, but it was very choppy. They're able to really update it. It makes it come to life. They've done the same for World War II. And if it's been a while since you've looked at any of the specially colorized documentaries on the wars, it is good as a reminder. And it really makes it seem real. It sometimes takes on the realm of myth and one, you know, it's over the top in how we talk about it. But when you remember just the how people just like us, and they're trying to figure out how to deal with an incredibly tragic, dangerous situation. The ingenuity, the tragedies, I mean, there's so much there, and we are losing more and more of that generation. Let's not forget what they sacrificed for.
And when Tom Brokaw wrote his book and referred to those folks as the greatest generation, he wasn't wrong. The people that survived that and came back, they were changed.
And you know, one of my favorite parts of our conversations with Coach Tommy Tuberville has been, you know, I asked him who's a role model, and he talked about his father in Patton's Army. And that's some of my favorite stuff I've heard Tommy Tuberville talk about. You know, the politics is great, whatever. But sharing those stories, we got to remember it. So I appreciate you bringing that up today, Jack.
Yeah. Well, he was a good friend, and it's a great family. And anyway, his wife is at John Knox, June. She's probably 90 or so. I mean, she would have to be close to his age. And she doesn't know about all this. And even if she listened, she probably wouldn't know what was going on. But she has children that go see her every day in nursing home. And they also went to see their dad every day. They had called hospice in, and they knew it was coming. But it's funny, when I was talking to Judy Chumley, who's one of Don's children, and she works over here at Valley Bank, and an old friend of mine, she said, well, they called hospice in, and she said, well, he's not eating, and how long is this going to go on? She said, let me tell you something about people in his generation. They learned back then to be fighters, and it takes them a long time to check out.
There you go. 272.
Very interesting.
272-9228. We've got a call here, Jack. Let's see. I don't know who it is, though. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I just listened to you guys talking about these guys that go out and lay their life on the line for the freedom we have, live in these awkward places, being shot at, killing people, seeing killing. There shouldn't be a veteran or serviceman out there in the street for any needs that this country has. This country should be grateful to give these guys everything they need, from psychiatric work on down to mental, from mental work to replacing their limbs, from replacing their limbs, make sure they live in safe and happy homes. There's nothing this country shouldn't do for these guys, man. We shouldn't even have veterans on the street. We should have these same buildings that we build to house people because they don't want to work. We should have buildings that these men can walk in and out of and live comfortable. Their families should be able to be taken care of, because the job they've done is a job called up and beyond the call of duty.
Well, Robert, you are not wrong, my friend.
I mean, if we got to spend big, and when we spend $1 trillion a year, at least $1 trillion should be spent on these guys.
There you go, Robert.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate your call, Robert. Thank you so much.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
It's Papa B.
Hey, Papa B, how are you?
Hey, Joey. Jack, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Papa B?
I really enjoy your commenting on the passing of your friend there. That's something that we're experiencing left, right, and sideways here, is that all these World War II babies and people that were in that time, we're losing them. I remember my aunt was a nurse. I think she was over in the European theater, there's a picture of her with General Eisenhower. So I would think that's, you know, got to put her over there. And, you know, as she was nearing her passing, I was kind of amazed at it. She, you know, she didn't have two marbles rolling around in her head, but the body just would not go ahead and let go. And, I mean, she just held on and held on. And they're just tough. There was just, there's a toughness about that generation that, I don't know, we just don't have anymore. Their lives and what they went through certainly should be honored.
Yeah, and Papa B, it's not just the toughness, yeah. It's the facing the dangers of life. And, you know, you hear, especially the children of the men who went into the thick of it there, they kind of always, I've heard this a lot, where they say, you know, at 18, I was just getting into school, or I was fooling around with this girl, whatever it was, you know, what a normal 18-year-old does. And at 18, my dad was in a tank, you know, going across Europe. Or 18, my dad was on Iwo Jima, for instance. Like, there's something that it causes a little bit of humility that you realize, hey, I'd rather be here living this sort of, you know, nice material life and this great peaceful life. But there's also something when you think about the guys who didn't get that life. You got to be humble in the face of their experience and perspective.
Well, and that's right. And we are, you know, blessed with the fruits of their labor, you know, in this country. How in the world people can be so ungrateful about what we have and disrespectful, really, to the lives of the people that lay, you know, that really sacrificed to give it to us. I just don't understand it. It's a way of thinking that I don't understand and don't appreciate at all. But anyway, I called in. Jack, tell me, I don't know Will Disbeaks, but can you tell me what's going on?
I can't, because I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not that I'm not trying to be forthcoming, but I reached out to Will yesterday, and I've not heard back from him. So I really don't know what's going on there. But once I find out, I'll certainly share it with our audience.
I mean, it just sounds kind of fishy to me, because here's a guy that, you know, now they're saying that, you know, whatever he might have done happened in 2016. Well, why in the world did it take 4 years for them to, you know, all of a sudden jump up and get exercised?
Well, it's kind of like you wondering, are these people piling on? Because, you know, Will's not gotten a lot of good press in the last couple of weeks. And, I think that is the burning question. Why are you just now going after somebody for something they did in 2017, you know, or if they did it, you know, so.
Exactly. Well, and not only that, but, you know, so they were, you know, these, I mean, WSFA and I presume the Montgomery Advertiser, too, are all saying, oh, well, you know, Nathan Bedford Bars, he was a Ku Klux Klan guy. But they won't tell the rest of the story, you know. Nathan Bedford Bars, he denounced and called for the end of the Ku Klux Klan. He recognized it after, you know, it had gotten started for what it was, which was a white nationalist and very vicious organization. He spoke out against it relentlessly, and he spoke up for civil rights, where, you know, for equality for African Americans. You know, people, ignorance breeds contempt, and when people tell half of a story in order to have their political bias win the day, I don't appreciate that at all, and I think it's wrong, Jack. You know, you got to tell the whole story before you start, you know, hollering and screaming. In fact, at Nathan Bedford Forrest's funeral, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but the United Paul Bears Association, which was the forerunner of the NAACP, there was thousands of African Americans that turned out for Nathan Bedford Forrest's funeral. You know, you don't hear that, though. All you hear is, no. Oh, Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux. Well, yeah, okay, but that's not the end of the story. You got to tell the whole story, and WSFA ought to be ashamed for trying to do whatever they're doing, throw shade on everybody that they don't know anything about. They need to tell the whole story, Jack. What do you think?
Well, I think if there's a story to tell, they should tell it. I always heard in my history that Nathan Bedford Forrest had started it, but that in later years he got out of it because he didn't like the violence. Now, then someone told me a story the other day that contradicted that.
Yeah, and
so
I really need
to go read up on it.
He did claim his congressional testimony was kind of a gentleman's lie, but he also, at the end of his life, to your point, Papa B, he did the friendly speech. He an African-American girl presented him flowers. He kissed her on the cheek. Interesting enough, his former partners in the Klan said, like Biden, he's lost his mind. He's senile. Don't listen to him. And so it does get interesting and complicated. I didn't want Will Dismuke to be canceled or to resign or anything. I still do have a question. It's an honest question. It's not a gotcha. Like, the history is fascinating about Nathan Bedford Forrest. From a military perspective and the nation of the history of the nation here. But I do wonder, like, why, for folks who are at that celebration, why are you celebrating his birthday? You know, the tell the story and it's interesting is one thing, but why celebrate it? And
they try to be provocative, I guess. But the thing is, I just don't like when people treat other people badly for bad reasons. And I don't know, Will, I don't know anything about that celebration, but, you know, I do see this, that, you know, when somebody is just not forthcoming about the fullness of a person's life, Nathan Bedford Forrest's life, and, you know, when they're trying to lay an accusation of some kind, I don't think that's right. I think that they ought to, you know, have a fuller at least disclosure about it,
right?
While they're trying to, you know, get on, because that's what they're doing at WSFA. They're sitting there, oh, he's that KKK. Well, you know, yeah, but okay, let's hear the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey said. You know, let's not just hear half that you want to say, type thing. So, anyway, all right, guys. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Papa B. 272-922.
I do have an addendum to the Don Whiteley story that I failed to mention. His Air Force uniform still hangs in his closet from 1945. And that's what they're going to bury him in because it still fits.
That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
272-9228. We need to hit a quick break here. This part of the program brought to you by, well, again, Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off on all those old videotape transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer, restoring those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future, Dan Black Studios can also do full video production from the ground up. They can edit together a raw video footage into a nice presentation for you, whether it's for a TV commercial or a web presentation. Maybe you're giving a presentation at your church or school or in the courtroom, whatever it is. They do high quality work there at Dan Black Studios. And also, not to leave out a certain types of restoration, they will restore old tape audio cassettes, the favorite albums you might still have on tape cassette. You can get it put onto a digital thumb drive or just digital files for your computer, or even those CDs, even though they're digital, a lot of car stereos today don't have CD players, so they can put that on a thumb drive too to be compatible with that new car stereo. Any audio, video production restoration, Dan Black Studios has you covered. So call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, or check them out at danblackstudios.net. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back after this quick break.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time, and we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter Allie, and we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, "Don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person." Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one.
This hour, the second hour of News and Views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender will tell you more about Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams and why there is a difference in mortgage companies coming up. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, but let's go to the calls because we pretty much have a full board here, Jack, so good to see. Before we do, though, let's just reiterate. We've been kind of feeling around and talking to the little birds and whatnot, and we don't have any inside information, let's say, on what's going on with Will Dismukes. We've tried, but we know essentially what's been publicly reported. And, you know, we'll, if we know anything, and we'll share it. But we don't know right now. So, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just kind of flipped on the program a little earlier, just a little while ago. Jack, you were talking about someone that you said, was the last name Chumley?
No, that's his daughter, Judy Chumley. She works at Valley Bank, but his name was Don Whiteley, W-H-I-T-E-L-E-Y.
Okay, you mentioned Chumley. I when I heard that, I thought about something. I was went to Davidson High School in Mobile, and in 1968, Davidson came up to play Lanier in a playoff game or a regular season game. I can't remember.
Yeah, there was a Chumley who played at Lanier.
Yeah, Chumley. He was called Chumley, a running back.
Yeah, I have a friend who knew him, went to high school with him and knew him.
Yeah, so he's an old guy, so he's probably about my age.
About 67 or 68.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, I guess there's not too many Chumleys, so it must be some relation there. Have y'all heard anything yet on Sleepy Joe? Is he ever gonna pick? I mean, this thing keeps getting put off and put off and put off. When's the convention? Next week?
And more than that.
It should be,
weeks.
Yeah.
I thought it was the 17th.
I think that's right.
Oh, wow. Like he's supposed to pick somebody this week.
Yeah, well, I heard that 2 weeks ago.
Well, yesterday on Fox News, they had a little trailer on the bottom that said he might even make his pick today, which was yesterday, but he didn't, so... Who knows?
I know the Republicans have got their stuff ready to go. Whoever it is, I'm sure they've got the people they've got on the list. They've got their stuff already. Whoever it is, and I guarantee you, as soon as that's announced, you're going to see that stuff hitting the airwaves, the political ads and stuff for the Republicans, because it. Any of these women, he picks any of them, they've all got baggage. It's going to be a mess trying to put out all those fires.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. But it will be, it'll be exciting.
Well, and Jim, Jim, hold on. I mean, I can sense the tone, and Biden's got a message for you.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Will this be the first time in history that the vice president is more important than the president in an election?
Yeah. I mean, Dick Cheney was a big pick for W, but I can't. This is bigger than that. So, yeah.
I mean, seriously, you're basically voting for the president who will finish up this term. Because in 4 years, old Biden will be out at Sleepy Hollow Nursing Home rolling around, weaving baskets or something.
I heard one comic say a few months ago, it looks like, he's stretched, tight, his skin is stretched on. It looks like they already have the formaldehyde in him.
Yeah, well, he's pumped up with something. I don't know if it's, maybe it's the excess geritol they're giving him. But the, yeah, that's going to be interesting, and see what happens. I can't wait, but that's just going to be it's just a disaster. I think that's why they keep putting it off. I mean, they've got to figure out how to handle this thing, whoever he picks. But of course, Joey and Jack, he's not picking. You realize that, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's picking this person. He doesn't know himself. You know, they're going to tell him who it is, and then he'll announce it.
Well, we shall
see. And then, y'all have a good Tuesday.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
272-9228.
What if it is Michelle Obama?
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord. No,
maybe he's trying to talk her into it.
It'd be a heck of a pick.
I think, it would.
Right.
But what, other than being First Lady, what are her political credentials? Oh, I traveled with the guy? Okay. Well,
Bill Burr's got a great bit about that. It's like, wait, when you need back surgery, do you go, and the surgeon, he's busy, so you go to his wife? She's a surgeon herself. I mean, she obviously has played around in political circles, knows how to fundraise, knows how to campaign. She is a lawyer. But I don't think it's necessarily the political experience. I mean, given who our president is, he didn't have political experience, so to speak. It would be that she's that being First Lady, she's really thought of well by, unfortunately, a lot of the American people. Now, I think those approval numbers would come down as soon as she started getting political. But She would be very popular to begin with.
She's going to be very popular.
272-9228.
Jim, if you're still listening, Gary G just texted me that the guy that played football in here was named Rusty Chumley. I don't know him, but I have friends who knew him.
Well, let's
or know him.
Fit in one more call here before the break. Talk to Andy. Hey, Andy.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing great. Y'all totally missed the boat. Biden made his pick a week ago.
Yeah.
But it was the red crayon out of the 48 count box he had.
Was it safflower?
Yeah. He's trying his best to keep it inside the line, you know.
Yeah.
Your last caller, you know, talking about our greatest generation and, you know, and the question, what happened from then till now, you know, when was our federal income tax put in place? It was
1916.
I believe so. So you think in 1938, 1940, do you think that the Republicans and Democrats back then were a little bit more responsible with our money?
No, I think there was just as much lust for power and ripe for corruption. It's just they didn't have as much money to play with.
Yes. Well, who was the vice president that assumed the president position when FDR died? That was
Truman.
Truman. There's a book I read. It's called The Finding of Democracy, and it talks about Detroit, Michigan, how that city single-handedly outproduced Germany and Japan during the war.
Yeah.
And a great read. If you ever get a chance to read that, you need to read it. But Truman was sitting at his desk. At the time, he was Secretary of the War when the River Rouge bombing plant was being built for the B-24 bomber. And there was a bill for a stamp, a steel stamp, that cost $200,000. And that man saw the bill. He gets up, puts his hat on, gets in his car, and drives to the plant, puts his hands on it to see that it was there, to see what $200,000 looked like. You know, that's the accountability that we had back then. We don't have that today. And right. If you look after World War II, and you look at Korea, you look at Vietnam, you look at Desert Shield, Desert Storm, everything has been a political war ever since. It's never changed, and it's gotten worse and worse. And so that's what, to me, that's what separated our generation from them back then. And that we'll never have that again. We'll never have that accountability.
Well, and the accountability, and let's hope we don't have total war again. But you're right about Detroit. It's amazing. The United States had the largest naval fleet in the world when the war really gets going in 41 for the United States. And by the end of the war, the naval fleet of the United States, a lot of the efforts, you know, they gave the reins, I think, was it Carl Vinson? And and it ended up being larger than all the other nations of the world's fleets combined. It was quite the production. They're turning out ships over and over again. And one thing I hope our current military gets back to, and I think they are, is instead of these massive aircraft carriers, do smaller fleet carriers, do smaller fast ships that are more nimble, the sort of big sitting ducks. Now, of course, they have defensive measures. But there was something about the American experience and know-how and being able to ramp up production that quickly and be that effective. It, you know, the Abrams tank wasn't as effective as the Tiger tanks or the Germans, but we had a lot more of them. So
yes,
it worked out.
I'll tell you one more story. There was this couple that lived on Sumter Avenue. Wonderful couple. They're dead and gone now. But I will never forget. I was talking with this gentleman. And he was talking about the war. He was in the Army. He landed in Italy, went all through Europe, and he was with the Third Army. Just a wonderful story. His wife, she went inside her home, come walking out, and handed me her welding card. She was a certified welder for a ship, building Liberty ships down in Mississippi. But she always wore long-sleeve shirts. And she rolled her sleeves up and showed me her arms were scarred up so bad.
Oof.
From the welds that fell on her arms and stuff. But that's what the dedication, that was the sacrifice she made so that this country could be free. And those people will never exist again. They never will.
Well, but they will always have existed. I appreciate it, Andy. 272-9228.
What is going on? Look at your monitor in there, in the studio. What's going on?
I've got it on Fox Business. What is going on? What are you seeing?
It's like rioting going on somewhere, saying protesters are climbing the fence, throwing rocks, and I don't know what city it's in.
I know there's lately been problems in Chicago. Police firing tear gas. No, this is in Beirut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after that explosion went off, I believe the leader of the country, the president or prime minister, I can't remember the title, but he resigned, and the protests continue there in Beirut after that explosion. People are...
Okay, I just wondered, because I could hear a bunch of yelling on my TV.
Okay. I saw you freaking out in there, but here, we got to hit this break. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Those of you on the phone, hold your positions. I'm Joey, he's Jack. We'll be right back.
Hey, darn.
You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat continues to be very intense, but the rain chances are going to start edging up a little bit each day. Today's high temperature near 96 with a heat index near 105. That's the danger level. Scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more numerous this afternoon and this evening, but still random. They'll fade out tonight, low 76. But tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, I think the rain chances are a little bit higher. In fact, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Some locally heavy downpours for some lucky towns, and high temperatures will be in the middle 90s tomorrow and Thursday, and low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I take a test. Come on, man.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I'm not the same.
I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you darn?
I'm darn all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Joey. Hey, man, I just wanted to call and voice my opinion. You know, the gentleman that called in, he was talking about Will Disney.
Yes, sir.
I know Will. You know, Will's a good, he's a good young man. He really, really is. Whatever transpired in, 2016, 17, I don't know, but I have never in my life seen people that try to crucify a young man that's trying to get his foot in the door of becoming somebody that could really help this state like they have him. It is unbelievable. Channel 12 is nothing but a propaganda news source. That's all they are. They will take somebody and they will just, they'll throw them out the firing squad before they know any facts. They've done the same thing with the COVID-19. It's just on and on and on. I don't know how people live. You know, really, I don't know how people live with themselves when they're baiting all this stuff over and over and over. You know, there's an organization, you know, the Sons of Confederacy here in the state of Alabama. And Will must have some connections with that.
He does. He's part of the Prideville Dragoons.
Yeah, well, and see, you know, I wasn't aware of that, but and you've got to have relatives that are connected with the Confederacy or fought in the Civil War to be connected to that, the Sons of the Confederacy. And, you know, it's just standing up for Alabama rights. You know, or the state of Alabama and what these men went through in that time and era. I had three of my relatives that died in a prison camp in Illinois during the Civil War from starvation. That were young men that came from Alabama to fight in the Civil War because they thought their property was going to be taken away from them, not their slaves, because they didn't own any damn slaves.
Well, and Charlie, to make your point, it's always good to maybe remove it from the American context just to make the point. For instance, the millions and millions of Russians that died on the Eastern Front fighting the Nazi advance, they weren't all doing it. And actually, most of them weren't doing it because they loved Stalin and the Soviet Union. They did it because it was Stalin actually dropped the Soviet propaganda and started going back to Mother Russia talk. So, yeah, it is complicated in any war context.
That's the home front, you know, the home front.
Right.
That's right. But what bothers me more than anything is to take a young fellow like Will Dismuth and just throw him under the bus before you know the facts. And I guess maybe some of these guys, like on some of these news media outlets, they just don't have a conscience. I couldn't do that to a guy. I got to answer to a higher source. I got to lay my head down at night, sleep without worrying about, have I done somebody wrong? But some of these people, they don't even think about that. But we've got a news story that we need to get out there. Whether it destroys somebody or not, we're still going to tell it.
Exactly.
It makes you think, man. I mean, it just makes you think.
Well, Charlie,
you and Jack do a great job. You really do. Jack is crazy as a bat, but that's okay. I mean, you gotta have a side chick.
Well, Charlie, we appreciate it, man.
We appreciate the call.
Yeah, I know you, Jack. Okay, all right. Y'all take care.
Take care.
272-9228. What was that? Eddie Bader finally
walked in. I heard an echo in the studio.
I'm sorry. I finally showed up. We had some action going on at the Goodson Group today.
Well, it's good to hear about action.
Yeah, I love action.
Selling some houses, too?
Actually, yeah. Selling some houses. Got a lot of action.
272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good day, guys.
How you doing, Clint?
Hey, Clint.
I'm
going
to check you on something.
Yeah?
How are you?
Good. All is well.
Hey, you compared the Tiger tank to the M1 Abrams. World War II Tiger tank was the best tank on the battlefield, without a doubt.
Sure.
You know, we didn't have a good tank. And our tanks ran on gasoline, which that was just a fireball waiting to happen.
Right.
But I have served on the M48, the M60, M60A1, M60A3, the M1, and the M1A1. If we had an M1, World War II Tiger tank didn't have a chance.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, we got the best tank in the world. Maybe Israel has got a pretty good one, too. That Kvaber. I mean, they have a good tank.
Well, and Clint, let's keep in mind that, you know, we always talk about, let's remember those who died and made the sacrifices for our freedoms. But to figure out what was the best tank, it took hundreds of thousands dying on both sides. It took a while for, you know, you actually had to send these tanks into battle, and okay, that was useless. Okay, a bunch of our guys died. We got to improve this.
Well, if it hadn't been for the Israelis, our ammunition wouldn't have been, you know, it was no good. The Israelis figured out our ammunition during the Six-Day War. Our round just bounced off the Russian vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't penetrate. And you see on TV, a tank hit another tank, it just blows up. It don't happen that way. It digs a little hole.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just a little hole through the steel. And once it gets inside the turret, it's called spalling. That round just ricochets like a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it tears off the inside of the steel inside of the tank. And it'll cut your head right off.
Sure.
And it's just a small hole. I'm very experienced on tanks. And Hillary Clinton, she should be in jail just for that, because during Desert Storm, we had the best ammunition there was on a tank called DU, depleted uranium. The Russians didn't have that in Desert Storm.
They do now, though, don't they, Clint?
They do now.
Yep.
Because of Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Why would you sell our enemy 20% of our DU?
It's a good question.
That is idiotic.
Because
now they have the same round we have.
Yep.
Well, Clint,
it is crazy.
I'm happy to pique your interest about and remind you.
Yeah, take
of your
a break,
experience.
Man.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Thank take you, care, Clint.
272-9228. This whole hour, for second hour, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Jack, is there a difference in mortgage companies?
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
Well, and for instance, one of the differences is that, well, Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on pricing. Hands down, Alabama Home Mortgage has the absolute lowest mortgage rate. So if you're a homeowner and you haven't refinanced in years, you're leaving money on the table. So call Kim Williams today at 567-4223, 567-4223. Maybe you're a veteran like